You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
KFC at it again, always getting headlines for something ridiculous. Crocs are all ridiculous, but this is over the top. KFC just teamed up with Crocs to make a special line of shoes. The soles look like a KFC bucket. There's pictures of fried chicken printed on the Crocs.
Oh, these are gorgeous.
And there's a fake drumstick attached to the top of both shoes.
Wait a second, Lisa. It's got a handle.
And they're chicken scented.
Oh, that's just what you want your feet to.
Oh, God, those would smell so bad in about 2 seconds.
You mix the smell of KFC with feet.
It's bad.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It's real chicken on there?
No. It's just like little plastic chicken drumsticks.
Like, what is that about? That's it's all greasy. You'll slip and fall. Yeah,
that's a lawsuit. Rot. It would just rot on your feet.
I didn't know it.
They tried to pass that one by Lisa.
They're selling Crocs with real KFC drumsticks on them. You got to buy them while they're hot.
The legal consequences.
You gotta eat the chicken off it pretty quick, Lisa.
Yeah, it's a slippery disaster. How did Lisa break her ankle? The damn chicken Crocs.
Well, they're so greasy, the shoes are made of rubber.
Yeah.
It's a bad combination.
It is a bad combo.
Guess who owns KFC now?
That's John with the chicken shoes. It's LFC now,
I'm getting your secret.
I'm gonna find out all the herbs.
Give me all 11.
Tell me the 11 herbs and spices.
Exact ratio.
That's the next Colonel's Lisa.
Yeah,
she's got a beard and stuff in the commercial.
Hey, what's up?
She's like, I'm totally the new Colonel because I put on the chicken shoes one time and slipped and fell.
Here at Lisa Fried Chicken.
Oh, man.
Lisa Fried Chicken. She does chicken right.
I love that she lived in a world for like 20 seconds where there were actual drumsticks on these shoes.
Listen, guys, that's where we're headed anyway. It's where we're headed anyway.
You're going to get shoes with chicken on them.
It's realistic looking. I'll give you that, but it really is
realistic.
Yeah, but it's not real chicken.
Whew, that's good.
That's good.
Oh, man.
So if you're interested, the shoes will be released sometime this spring. You can sign up now at crocs.com to get on a waiting list, and you'll get an alert as soon as they go on sale.
Waiting list.
Not cheap, though. $60.
$60?
$60 for these KFC Crocs.
They're for the joke of it, right?
Well, the thing is, I know that like Rowan and his buddies, like on the baseball team or whatever, there's a huge group of them that all have Crocs.
Yeah.
And the wilder the Croc that you have, it's like the better.
Oh.
You know, so like they'll have like the USA Croc, or they'll have the bright pink Croc. Like
loud.
This goes into that little group. If one of them showed up with Kentucky Fried Chicken Crocs with a couple pieces of chicken on them, they win. Like you win.
It's like
you win.
The uglier the shoe now is the thing.
Yeah.
That's
or
crazy.
the louder, you know, like just bright pink,
for you, they
blinding.
Put not for human consumption.
Oh, that's good.
They have to. I try to eat my shoes.
You know what's hilarious? So Crocs, they have these little like add-ons that you could put on, like little charms.
Yeah.
And that's all these things are.
Yeah.
They're chicken charms.
They're chicken charms.
You can push them down into the holes on the shoes, so you can move them all around wherever you wanted them, Lise.
Mm-hmm.
You want the chicken on the side? Go ahead.
It'd be funny if like there was like, so like I said last night, there's a huge explosion. If these were my going outside shoes, to see the emergency hand. Hold on, let me get my Crocs in. Run out there.
You'd definitely be talked about.
There's no doubt they're going to sell out instantly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They will.
Yeah, people eat this stuff up just for the joke of it all. But
it's a realistic chicken charm.
Get them now.
It's like a little drummy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Little tiny drummy.
Yeah.
But get them before LFC takes over. And
I
know what she'll get into. I just love her as the next colonel. They should do that.
They did it with the girl.
It was Reba McEntire.
Yeah,
I forgot about Reba.
Reba
got in the colonel game.
So let's imagine Lisa in the remote. Come on, let's see.
He's like, I don't
this
want
This would be Lisa.
I
don't want this is Lisa.
Don't do it.
Hello.
Let's see.
Oh, Reba. No.
Yeah, no, it's a bad look. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'd have to change that. Somebody else has to be the colonel.
I'll do it.
Lisa hired Andy as the colonel.
I'll do it. I'll stand in for Lisa.
There you go.
I'll volunteer as colonel.
She'll just be behind the scenes. Yeah. All right, so this is one of those stories where you're like shaking your head going, why would this guy risk his whole career for this? A professional baseball player caught jerking it in his car in Florida?
Well, you know, you got spring training, you got to get it in there.
Toronto Blue Jays catcher Reese McGuire, a former MLB first-round draft pick, was arrested after he was caught exposing his penis in a Florida parking lot. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to a public parking lot in Dunedin after a man was seen inside an SUV exposing himself. Dunedin is the spring training home of the Toronto Blue Jays, and pitchers and catchers were expected to report yesterday. Cops say when they arrived, they identified McGuire as the suspect. They say he was cooperative. He did not deny the allegations.
Oh, geez.
They arrested the 24-year-old. They booked him for misdemeanor exposure of sexual organs. In the police report, cops say a witness told them the Blue Jays catcher had been masturbating in his parked car before they arrived there. Cops say they rolled up to the parking lot. They saw McGuire with his shirt barely covering his genitals and his sweatpants around his ankles. They claim in the report that when he got out of his car, he had an erection, which was very apparent.
Oh, you hate to see it.
You hate to see it. You hate to see it. Look at that. Very apparent erection.
Oh, man.
I mean, part of you is proud, but then the other part is like, well, that was a big mistake.
Wow. Jesus. What a bold move to just pull your pants all the way down to your ankles when you don't have to do that.
No, you don't.
It is. You could be a lot more discreet if you have to.
Cops say McGuire apologized to them profusely for the incident, saying, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, this is really embarrassing, I really shouldn't have been doing that. In the report, cops claim when they got McGuire's phone to try and find his current address, they noticed extremely pornographic video was playing on the screen.
That's how you do it.
When they asked the guy why he was in the parking lot doing this instead of just going home, he said, I don't know, it just seemed like a good place.
Mm. It was not.
It absolutely was not.
You know, it's baseball too. So now those guys, like your whole career, they're going to just make fun of you for jerking off in the parking lot.
If they keep them.
Yeah, if they keep them.
Toronto says it's aware of the allegations. They say out of respect for the legal process, we are not commenting any further until that's complete. He has played 44 games for the Blue Jays since 2018, batting .297 with 7 home runs.
Oh, well, they're going to keep him then. He's their number one draft pick. He's already played, you know, your number one pick. Like, who knows what they've signed him for already.
Stupid mistake, but there were no kids involved. There was no sexual harassment. He wasn't looking at someone. He pulled over to jerk off.
Yeah.
You can't do that in a parking lot. It's still not right.
You should probably go do that in private.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But it could have been much worse.
Yeah.
Could have been much worse.
It's a super crazy thing.
But someone saw him. Like, he was doing it in front of enough people to have someone call the authorities.
Could you imagine?
Yes.
You see the cops roll up and you're doing that, and then you have to step out, and you step out hard.
Step out hard!
It takes a real man to step out hard.
Yeah, you step out hard, man.
No choice.
Oh, yep. Boy.
All right, here we go, boys. The big show.
I need just a second.
I'd be soft in half a second. The second I saw those cherries.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, we should ask that question. When did you have to step out hard?
Step out hard.
Not often.
It's not a good situation typically. Right?
Apparently it didn't bother him very much.
No. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, maybe he enjoyed it.
Giant erection away, officers.
When you're doing something like that, want to get caught in some sort of way, but not ruin your baseball career.
Yeah, that's the
same time. Yeah,
that's the double-edged sword.
So that's yet to be decided what happens from here. First of all, it has to work its way through the courts, I'm sure, and then the Blue Jays will have to make a decision whether he continues on at spring training. God, you got to go face everyone. Like, we know Andy has stepped out hard, and then he comes into work the next day.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah, that's
Hey, Andy. How's it going, man?
Yeah, I know you guys know about me stepping out hard.
Yeah. I mean,
well, it's everywhere.
It's all on TMZ, right? Yeah, they got it. They got it there. I just got to take my lickings.
Uh-huh. Right. We're going to probably come up with a couple nicknames. We don't know yet what it is, but.
That's fine.
You know?
I had it coming.
Yeah.
You sure did.
Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my stars and goddess.
Anyway.
Yep. Yeah, you just cannot do that.
Got enough work. You can stay sharp.
2-2, and that's driven deep to right field, and you can kiss that one goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Reese McGuire goes deep.
Oh, jeez.
And it is a 3-1 Blue Jays lead. That is the first big league home run for McGuire.
Man,
stepping out hard.
That would suck.
I wonder, they don't have his, like, what his contract is, do they? Anywhere? Like, Reese McGuire's contract. Some of these guys don't make a lot of money early on, but because you're a first-round pick, you generally will get signed. So then, because this is baseball, the way baseball works is it's all about how much money a team has invested in you.
It's got it says current contract is a one-year contract, $500,000. Doesn't list his base salary.
You could cut him loose then. I just wonder how much they paid him, like signing bonus, and
that's crazy. Like, at least it's like a sports thing, so you're going back to face other dudes.
Still,
you know,
but
you had to come in here and like Lisa's here after I stepped out hard.
Yeah, that's
I'm sure the head office people were like, what did he do?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No. No.
Right? What?
Anytime one of these things comes up, you're like, come on.
Someone said his new nickname is the carjacker. go ahead, Blue Jays. You can take that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Step out hard, the Reed McGuire story. Step out hard.
But, okay. So you're a fine looking baseball player. It's the last thing you need to do.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no.
It's the last thing you need to do.
He could have got any lady in Dunedin.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Come on. He's in Dunedin.
Oh, my God. It's probably crawling with baseball slots right now.
Oh, for sure.
So that's got to be his thing, right?
Like, that's his thing.
That's his thing.
You don't want that to be your thing.
The carjacker.
The carjacker.
The carjacker.
Step out hard.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is sent to us from a listener. They were watching Live PD.
Stella's favorite show. Which is terrifying, but
they said the first time this cop started speaking, they looked at each other and they could not believe their eyes. They couldn't help but laugh at his voice.
No, no.
They say he's like a big, tall guy like me, but when he spoke, it was shocking. Mm. Here's a little clip of this episode of Live PD. Take a listen.
So there's a passerby just told us that there might have been a disturbance down here involving some children and some parents and another party. We don't really know what's going on, but we're just going to go take a look.
What's going on here?
Okay, what's going on?
He's a giant.
He is.
From the
That's why it sounds like that.
Yeah. Some guy is over here on his phone. So he was leaning like this.
What is that voice?
It's with your child.
A passerby just told us that there might have been a disturbance down here involving some children and some parents and another party. We don't really know what's going on, but we're just going to go take a look.
It's because his tongue's the size of a smart car.
Yeah, it's hard to move.
They said they continuously had to clear their throats while listening to him.
Yeah, because it does seem like he's got a bit of a frog in his throat or something.
But that's not. That's just how he speaks. Like
he's 12 feet tall.
No, he's gigantic. Yeah.
Like every person he encounters, he
looks like a midget.
Yes.
He's tiny. And you know, like, people aren't all that small.
No.
Not everyone in the world.
He's like the What's size of Darth Vader.
What's that? Who's that? Connor? Connor?
Yes.
Okay.
Connor's
so
bombed.
What's going on tonight? I heard you got in a little altercation with somebody and their kid over here. Keep your hands out of your pockets for me.
You got it.
So I'm getting a report.
How tall is he?
You were.
It's the middle of winter. He's out. He doesn't have a coat on or nothing.
He doesn't need it.
I guess try and make fun of this guy for his voice.
Is he human?
I don't know.
Lisa, he seems to be as tall as the storefronts.
He's taller than storefront doors.
That's crazy.
Leaning against the building, and then she kind of swung out at a 12-year-old boy that was walking by.
So that is completely foreign to me.
I think that maybe I should just pound you into oblivion. Okay. How much have you had to drink tonight?
50-60
beers.
You're really drunk. So you don't know at all what he's talking about, or you don't remember, or something else happened?
Sure, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Okay, so I think you would know what I was referring to.
He's going to pound you.
Yeah.
I'm about to smack your face off your face.
I want
to
break you.
I hate drunk guys.
That's wild. Sometimes those like huge people have crazy voices.
Yeah.
You're right. Like though there is like, I think there's a black guy on Live PD who's also just a monster. And I don't think there's nothing.
He's got a regular.
Yeah, he's ready to kick your ass.
Monster. Like he's just a giant.
Not
dude.
Like this guy?
Oh, no.
Not really. A passerby just told us that there might have been a disturbance down here.
It does sound like there's something in his throat.
It's almost like that Fargo accent mixed with something else, like giantism.
Yeah, where is this at?
Missoula.
Missoula County, is it Mississippi or Missouri?
Is it Missoula, Montana?
Is it Montana?
Yeah, born and raised in the mountains.
Like, it's almost like... I've heard that accent in like comedy bits where guys are like... has to have chew in their mouth and
he does it, but it's funny with that particular inflection with his voice, like he's got that cop speak still.
He's like, there's a disturbance down here.
And it's had the voice of Kermit the Frog in the body of a police officer.
It's interesting. It's like
apparently Ray Romano's son. Well, did you see the tiny cop they put him next to, too? That guy was like, look like we got a perp here.
How about you take it from here, giant man?
Sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher. It's an interesting voice. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
whatever he said.
Yeah, you don't make fun of his voice, too, to his face, that's for sure.
Hey, Gigi, are you going to say something about my voice? Are you going to say something about my voice?
Boosh. And he pulls a giant fist out and destroys you.
All right, what is an everyday noise that makes you absolutely cringe?
What's that?
What is that noise?
Just an everyday noise I make.
Just an everyday noise.
You make yourself.
Every day.
Yeah.
For me, it is styrofoam. And the older I get, it seems the worse I get. I can't handle it at all.
You shouldn't see much of that anymore. Styrofoam.
Oh my God, you see it if you get stuff. Like I get stuff delivered to me all the time.
That's true. There are certain
styrofoam.
It is that the way
food places that,
it's like a nail on a chalkboard kind of thing.
Oh, really? It does not bother me at all. Not tiny bit. I can rub it together and annoy everyone.
It doesn't bother me.
Mine is my seatbelt sound it makes when I don't click my seatbelt.
Oh, like in the car, the beep?
It's like, doo-doo. It's like a certain high pitch beep that just is like, I'm like, fine. Yeah. Every time. I'm like, okay. Click. God.
They got it right then. They got the sound right.
They got it so annoying. It's funny enough, the new Lincoln vehicles, their noises were recorded by the Detroit Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I wonder...
So fancy.
Yeah.
If they're not annoying enough.
Yeah. They're too nice.
Because they're supposed to be caught like... Doo, 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 doo.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, jeez. My car just started playing jazz music too.
That's nuts.
That's just your turn signal sounds like. Oh, I'm going to turn. There we go.
I wonder if they have them online.
I can record this sound.
Whoa.
That's calming.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
That is when the power lift gate is lowering, the fuel door is open. So they get harder, I guess, depending on...
It's pretty annoying.
That one's annoying, yeah.
If you keep hearing it, I guess. It's pretty neat how they did that.
Humans are weird.
I love the idea of like, no! No! You got it wrong! Do it again, goddammit!
There's some guy comes in with like an axe and just is like, your xylophone's done! Yeah. Oh, do it again! Take her to the top! I swear to God, I got 5 xylophone players right outside the door just itching to get in the Detroit Symphony Orchestra.
What I want to hear is boop to dip it. Boop to dip it. Play it.
No! I'm trying my best! God! No!
Like this?
Bit closer. Closer.
How's this?
No! No!
Don't hit me!
Oh my God! We'll take that one. Did it again?
I'm trying my best.
So you sons of bitches! Oh, I'm ready to snap!
Oh my God!
Give me something different.
How's this?
What are you even doing?
This is what we thought would be a good one for like...
It's terrible! It's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life! I'm not upset!
It was for like if a door's open.
Oh! God! Call this one I want to kill myself.
Oh. We worked on it all night.
Don't smile while you're playing that. Don't you smile. Don't you dare smile.
I love the idea of an angry conductor. Yeah, pissed at the noises they're making.
I love that idea.
Super pissed.
They can't get it right. Oh,
dee-dee-dee-dee. That's not at all how I wanted it to sound. He goes, give me your violin. And then he's like,
oh my God, that's terrible.
He's like, this is lighter fluid, and it's going on your xylophone if you don't hear what I want to hear.
Other everyday noises that make people cringe. The sound a leather chair makes when you move, because it sounds like you're farting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
I don't. Yeah.
I hate a squeaky shoe when you take a turn or something. It's like, eek!
Oh, like a basketball-y sound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
The default ringtone on your phone. People say that annoys them.
I never hear my phone.
Never hear it.
Yeah, me either, but I hate everyone else's phone. So
smoke alarms.
I mean, it's a terrible sound because you only ever hear them at 3 a.m. When the battery like goes dead finally or something's wrong. You know, like it's not like knock on wood. Thank God, it's usually not when something really bad.
Yeah. It's just you burnt something in the toaster.
There's smoke in the hallway. There's smoke in the hallway.
When did they go? Where did our old workplace? Remember it switched to Spanish?
Yeah.
Vamanos.
Vamanos.
We were like, what?
I was like, fire.
And it sounded like like Beavis.
It was like, fire, leave now.
And we're like, should we leave? I don't think so.
Fire, leave now. Fuego. Bobby knows.
It'd be sweet if the same thing went off when they're out of teepee.
I know.
That alarm.
Other noises that make us cringe, an old pencil eraser that's so worn down it squeaks.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
I don't really use a pencil eraser.
I'm not erasing a lot. Yeah.
A dog licking itself.
I don't like it. It is terrible.
I don't like it.
When they get that,
you hate to hear it.
When you that wide.
There's like a slurp.
The one when they're cleaning the downstairs, they take their time.
I would too.
Like, what are you doing? What's wrong?
You need some soap and something. You need something down there. What's going on?
A balloon being rubbed.
That can really drive a lot
of people nuts. You don't mind that either?
No. Sounds don't have a lot of triggers for me.
These are the top three that people hate. Utensils on a plate.
Ooh, I don't like that one.
If anybody makes that sound, I might kill them.
The number two is hearing your dog or cat puking.
We've talked about that.
Little bitties. Yeah, like here.
Oh, man.
Oh, they have it?
No, I don't want to see it. Oh, God.
That is that cat nose.
They're like, help.
Biddy's is a bad one. She'll just go, whip.
Yeah, you hear that.
No.
Oh, my God,
I'm on
floor. No,
yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, Jameson rarely does, but in the few times, same thing.
Yeah. He
always goes for the carpet, that little bastard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's... Billie Jean Greens is like above like a sweatshirt of mine or something. She's like, this will be perfect.
Yeah. 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 Your last clean pair of pants.
Yeah. She loves that.
Yeah. But the most popular, popular when it comes to stuff that annoys you is mouth noises.
I hate mouth noises.
I do too. Mouth noises are the worst. I couldn't tell which was what.
Okay, what do you hate worse? Chewing, sucking, or smacking of the gums?
That one.
That one.
That kind of mouth.
You know, I don't know. For me, I think slurping, like drink slurpers.
Yeah.
I stop my kids that.
Like a. Oh, I don't like a slurp. I don't like a slurp.
You about to do it, Chuck?
I don't like it. Yeah, that one bothers me not as much as hearing a mouth sticking to itself.
Yeah.
Like that, I can't.
Oh, God.
I'm going to pass out.
Don't pass out, Andy.
Sounds more like my dog licking his genitals.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone said nail clipping. They hate to hear that.
That's a bad one.
When the emergency broadcast network breaks in on the radio, this is a test. This is only a test. They hate that noise. Mm-hmm. The sound of typing gets under this person's skin. They can't stand it.
Well, you know, like when Dave types.
Yeah. Now, you guys, honestly.
Listen, Dave, you're the loudest. You're the loudest typer. In the world.
Some serious messages to send.
You know,
or something.
What's crazy, though, is so I got a new computer, and with the new computer, I bought, like...
You finally got it?
Yeah. Okay. I've had it for a while now. But, so, the keyboard that came with it is like a mechanical keyboard. So, it's like the original kind with, like when you click it, it's like... Like, every button is like... Like, that's the way it is. It's... Because it's gaming, for gaming, right? It's better. It's a faster mechanism.
Yeah, usually laptops now have like a more soft, that flat key.
Yeah, and like a lot of them are silent. They don't make any sound, but that mechanical...
That keyboard.
The when there's like a steel spring underneath it.
We have old keyboards in here. I think they found them.
Oh, yeah, and then like in a junk pile.
Yeah, they're really old. Dumpster dove behind us.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Went out of business.
Well, when you have like the like off-white color keyboard anywhere,
yeah,
you're dealing with something.
Right. Why is it the color of eggs?
You know? Yeah. Well, that's the way every computer used to be, that off-white, ugly computer color.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So this has been an ongoing debate for a while in this country. Should you put your seat back on a plane or not? If this counts as assault, then every toddler on every airplane in history should get locked up. There's a woman named Wendy Williams, not the TV host.
Yeah. No.
This is a woman from Virginia Beach, Virginia. She was flying from New Orleans to Charlotte, North Carolina the other day on an American Eagle flight. She says the guy behind her would not stop punching her seat. She even took a video of him doing it and posted it on Twitter that we put up on our website.
It's nonstop. See what he's doing?
Yeah. So it's just punch, 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 just to shake her around and annoy her.
He just looked at her, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just gave her a look.
He realizes that she's taping him, and he doesn't stop. It's not super aggressive punching, but he repeatedly jolts her seat because she has put her seat back into where he's sitting and just keeps going.
Did she tell him to stop?
At first, she said it was much harder. He was shoving her seat, but when she put out her phone, it became smaller punches.
Why does he care so much?
Because she doesn't want her to recline her seat.
That's weird.
He thinks that she should be in the upright position. She shouldn't recline and invade his space. The reactions are split, believe it or not. On one hand...
Yeah, I saw a lot of people on his side.
I'm just always blown away that somebody can figure out how to recline that. I've never been able.
Just a little button and you lean back.
They either are always faulty with me or I'm too fat or something. Because I've never been able to, whatever position it's in, I'm in that position for 4 hours flight to Vegas.
I'll tell you what, I recline every time. I don't give a crap who's behind me.
I know you've said
I don't care. I'm reclining. If they didn't want me to recline,
they wouldn't have
They wouldn't have the button.
They wouldn't allow it.
Now, here's where I think this is the best argument that I've ever seen for why there should be no reclining. That guy is in the last seat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He can't.
He
can't
himself recline. Cannot recline. So when you can't recline but yourself,
that's either his choice or that's a cheaper seat, right? Or he booked at the last second or he didn't pre-book a seat.
Mm-hmm. Right. You so know? There's, yeah, I mean, I know myself, I will not, I generally won't recline all the way back, but I will recline enough so that my head naturally it can be in like a sleeping position.
The only time I'll ever do it is if it's a longer flight and I'm trying to take a little bit of a nap or something. Generally, I won't because I'm a tall guy and I know that if someone reclines, I'm screwed in a regular seat. I'm totally confined, so I don't do it to anyone else if I can avoid it. So as I said, the reactions are split. On one hand, it does look like it would have been awful to sit through the guy punching your seat over and over. She said she called the flight attendant. The flight attendant wouldn't intervene, even got upset with her. Gave that guy a free drink.
Oh, my God.
On the other hand, the guy is in the last row, as we mentioned. He's in a seat that doesn't recline. He says when she reclined her seat, he asked her not to.
Mm.
But she said, I'm sorry, I have the right to recline my seat.
What'd you do? I mean, you do.
Yeah, it's a crazy.
You do.
Crazy situation. I literally have never been able to. Like, it never works for me.
That's so funny.
I push the button.
And push and lean. Push and lean.
I push and lean. And
push and lean.
It's like this chair. I'm like, nothing. I'm like, yeah. I always, for the longest time, I'm like, this reclining's a myth.
I do get annoyed when people do it, but it doesn't. I get over it pretty quickly. But I don't, when they aggressively
go
back really
or
quick.
Or like you're looking at somebody's top of their head.
Yeah.
They go, that's extreme lean.
I tend not to recline. Yeah. But if it is a longer flight, sure.
American Eagle hasn't responded to her complaints. No one would have believed her without the video. Now, of course, this is the way she's going. She says she's missed time at work from her injuries.
Oh yeah.
Okay, now I'm on his side.
And she's planning. She's planning to report the assault to the FBI.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
The FBI.
The FBI.
So she's nuts. Obviously, right?
Yeah, mm-mm. Look at her sweater.
I mean, I will say this. There's nothing stopping you from pressing on the chair in front of you. Nothing.
You gotta do like vindictive knees.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, I'm playing this game.
That's ridiculous.
Like, if you.
That's true. The games.
It's kind of between you two. So, like.
Skylaw.
If someone reclined into me, I don't get bent out of shape about it. I'd much rather someone beside me have shoes on than worry about the person reclining into me. I'm like, oh, thank you for moving the movie screen closer to my face.
Yeah, it's almost like a clashing of the dicks.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. It's like two different kinds of dickish people.
Not a lot of time, that flight, right? It was New Orleans to...
New Orleans to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, it's not very far.
It's not very far. American Eagle's planes are generally, they're the smaller commuter planes, so there's not a lot of room. So
she could have...
On those planes.
Put her seat up.
Yeah. Not,
I don't know.
Okay, let's ask this in the room here. You're on a... Chuck, you recline your seat.
Yes.
And the guy behind you says, hey, excuse me, would you mind moving it back up? I have no room here.
How much room you got back there?
I would put it up.
Would you?
I would put it up if
someone asked.
Somebody
you?
Asked me politely.
Yeah. We'd all. Chuck,
less,
you,
I would it was say like an hour thing. Like yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's like
oh, you
hour.
Don't have any room back there. Right. Oh, that sucks.
If I'm flying to Tokyo, then I might lean.
So Chuck's the only one here that wouldn't move his seat. Is that what
I
you're
would
saying,
say?
Chuck?
Oh, Gof.
Come on.
Yourself.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do. I get it. I just am always just like, I can't ever get the thing to recline. It's a situation that doesn't apply to me in life.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to recline. I would be shocked for someone to say, hey, pal, put your seat back up.
No, if they said it like that,
that's the only way I'd hear it.
Excuse me.
Even if it was someone begging.
Somebody was cool. Like, they were trying to do some work or something on a computer, and they were like, could you move your seat up or whatever? I feel like I would.
That guy had no room.
Yeah.
He didn't, but he didn't handle it right either.
Yeah. No.
Punching the headset, like.
No, he did not.
I don't know.
It looks like he's got plenty of room.
I think they were both in the wrong, but she shouldn't be trying to.
He's got plenty of room.
Yeah, you're right. It's not like it's in his face.
They both look like such douchey people.
She's a Karen, and he's a no, you're not.
You're right. Both, I don't like either of them. Yeah, the more I do this, the more I cannot stand it.
And that's what it is. It's a douche standoff.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to win it.
Right.
No, because no one's backing down. I wonder how long he actually did it.
I would assume, the whole 55-minute flight.
So she said, after much consideration and exhausting every opportunity for American Airlines to do the right thing, I decided to share my assault from the passenger behind me and the further threats from an American Airlines flight attendant. She offered him a complimentary cocktail.
Douches in the sky with diamonds.
Mm-hmm. My God.
She was traveling back from a teacher's convention. The man had asked her to put her seat up while he ate. She obliged, but reclined her chair again once he was finished.
That was funny. I bet they're both teachers. They both seem like teachers. They both seem like mean teachers. He's the math guy.
And she's like the mean
social studies.
English teacher.
Yeah, she's an English teacher for sure.
So when the flight attendant came, she just rolled her eyes at this woman and said, what? She then said to him, oh, it must be tight back there. Can I get you a rum? She told her she had to delete the video because it's against the law to tape on a plane. Well, I asked her name, and she just gave a passenger disturbance notice to me.
Huh. Yeah, it's a good old-fashioned douche-off.
It is, everybody.
Everybody.
But like I said, like, I'm not mad at him for the way he decided. It's within his rights to be like, you know what? I'm going to push on this chair a little bit.
It's funny.
We've all pushed on the chair.
It gets weird because you're moving a
Think
person.
About this. If someone reclines into me, I don't like it for whatever reason. Yeah. So all I do the whole flight is put the tray away, take the tray down. Put the tray away, take the tray down. Because you can feel it when someone pushes the tray.
Yeah.
Oh, back absolutely. In
and locks up. Kicks a seat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oops. No.
Oh, okay.
Pardon me.
You know, I got that restless leg.
You know?
I've done it once where I had to push the seat up because the way I was sitting, when they came all the way back, it trapped my knees.
Oh, no.
I was like, So I had to push them up so I could get my legs out and then let it go back.
That
guy looked at me, too, but...
Well, yeah, so you pushed someone's chair.
Yeah, but I was
no
trapped.
One's ready for that.
I was trapped. He jammed right into my kneecaps.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. It's nuts. I feel like that lady's pretty. I don't like her. I don't like the way she lives.
I don't like either of them.
No,
really.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't.
It's a douche off.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Trevor, right?
Yeah, Trevor.
Hey, man. So, what's your comment?
My brother and I took a trip to Peru. We were at Lake Titicaca in the middle of the lake, and this Spanish-speaking family decided to lean their seats back, and they reclined all the way, crushing my legs. We decided, enough of that, let's go sit on the roof of the boat, and when we came back, of course, our seats are completely gone, so I ended up getting sunburned.
Oh.
Oh.
Thanks
yes.
for the call.
Yep.
I wonder if you're allowed to, like, because I'm thinking all these vengeance things you could do to this lady if she leaned right into your space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you get, like, a bottle of water and be like,
Why not?
And have it rain down on her. Bumpy skies. The skies are so bumpy.
I think it's like there's a million things you can do that are within your rights.
sneeze on
them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good old-fashioned sky.
I would hate it if that woman reclined all the way back and I had no room, but I'm not going to punch her headrest for an hour.
No.
Like, to me, that means I'm a psychopath.
Both of them are psychopaths.
She's like, you're assaulting me.
I'm going to call the FBI.
Like FBI.
Yeah. FBI.
I would just go right to sleep to the soft rocking of the man who's slowly pounding my chair.
It'll rock me right to sleep.
When someone bothers you, I'm going to call the FBI.
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 I'm calling the FBI.
That's it. You pushed me far enough. Now I got to call the FBI.
Oh, man.
Goodness.
That guy's all fueled with his rum.
Oh, yeah.
Rum.
Yeah.
A rum drink.
He wanted rum.
Who wants rum?
That's another reason to hate the guy behind.
I don't know who to hate more.
The rum thing is a good point.
Oh, no, rum.
This guy ordered rum.
What year is it?
She's calling the FBI.
Oh, I hate her, too.
I'd like another rum, please.
Oh, God, I hate you.
Whoa.
Oh, you can tell. Look at her picture.
Oh, God.
She went to one of those paint classes. I don't like anything about her.
Yep,
there's a...
Look what I drew. I painted it on wine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Horrible.
It says Wendy. Hi, FBI.
It's Wendy with
Wendy.
An I.
Call the FBI.
I'm calling the FBI.
I'm Wendy with an I.
Oh.
Yeah, they're all.
You know what's crazy? She says that he punched it about 9 times.
That's it? It looked way more than that.
I think before she started taping.
Yeah.
Oh. She said you can see his knuckles are red because he was punching it so hard before she started taping.
Oh.
Do you think he was like...
His anger issues.
So, now I'll say this. If someone was...
He Dragon Ball Z punched it?
Punching your chair hard enough so that you felt it.
It's kind of assault.
Mm. But you'd think someone like the guy beside him is dead asleep. Or he's just doing what I would do if I was stuck next to a douche battle. I'm going to bed.
By the way, if you haven't seen the video, you want to check it out. DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is where you can find it and decide who is the bigger douche here.
This is who James gets stuck next to every flight.
Oh, can you imagine if that was James?
Oh, no.
Do my best to freak him out with whatever weird sleeping mask I have. Weird pillow. Might have to pull one of my dongers.
Would you mind holding this for me?
Hey, have you ever seen one of these before? Let me tell you all about it.
People are chiming in on how they would react. Someone said, if I were that guy, I would dig my finger in my ass and then hold it by her head until she moved. Jesus, you animal.
That's extreme.
That's disgusting. Fine. I do like the idea of this rum-fueled dork just being like, just, he's probably got like a white belt in karate. He's like, Dave!
You're right.
He took all two of those martial arts classes.
Hey, K.I.
Someone said, too, that I always recline all the way just to show the person behind me that I have that power. And then I'll bring it halfway back up to show I'm a nice guy.
Oh, that's
nice. My silent compromise.
I like that.
I can do this.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do this.
Not a bad play.
And beasts.
And then this is how this discussion came up on our show years ago. There is that piece of little device you can buy that'll stop someone from being able to recline.
It locks them in, but you gotta put that thing on there the second you sit down.
Oh, yeah.
Because some people do not wait, even though, like, the flight attendants will come by and they'll be like, when you're going to take off, they want you to raise that seat up. People are like, no, man.
Before takeoff, they make you put it up.
Right, but that's the second they walk by and they go sit down, you'll see people put it right back down because they're like, no, I'm asserting my dominance right now.
There's a device you can buy that
locks the seat.
Yeah, maybe people have done that behind you, Andy. Maybe that's what they
mean.
Maybe that's why.
And listen, I'm telling you right now that I do think I was on one flight one time where the person had this.
Dude, I couldn't because
I could feel that it wanted to go.
That's my thing. I push a button and it seems like I should
see these things.
So there it is. Here it's called the seat stopper, prevent recline, knee defender.
It's the Dave Hunter knee defender, which you know Dave has.
I do not have it. I would never do anything like that.
That's crazy.
So it locks into somehow where your tray comes down, but it prevents the person being able to.
But is it
recline.
Only if you have your tray down, huh?
I thought there was something that just like all the time would work, but maybe not.
So there's two of these things, and you got them in like holsters, and you got to be ready.
Yeah, exactly. You got to pull your tray down and lock them in, and then that chair is stuck.
That's wild.
The one time that the seat didn't go down, reclined for Chuck during our red eye flight, and you could just use his method. You just take it apart.
I took it apart.
Oh my God.
I took apart the whole seat.
Took apart the seat.
I have a lot of seat. I don't fly.
I discovered what was wrong with it.
Yeah, but you couldn't fix it because you didn't have all the.
Because I didn't have any.
You didn't bring your tools with you on your red eye.
I needed like
a drill,
like wire. I needed like the metal and like metal wire that's in like a couch.
I'm rebuilding your chair for you, Delta. Is that okay?
Delta, just because you wouldn't do it.
There was something like I was at a seat one time. Sometimes there's like seats that are just wacky. They got like some artistic Art Deco designs or something. Because yeah. Remember the one time that tray came out of the side and I needed
help? Oh, yeah, it was a whole thing.
And it was a whole thing because I just wanted to eat. But it was like it made you into like a baby seat, like you're at a baby high chair.
Yeah.
But it was a transformer.
I was like, oh, Andy, you got to pull out your baby high chair.
No, it was like a transformer baby high chair. I was like. What the hell? Why is it up there?
And then it locks you in. Yeah. Tight. Tight squeeze.
It was a real tight squeeze.
Call the FBI.
Call the FBI. My high chair's stuck.
All right. We have mentioned this on the show before, but now they've done more study. Will tasing your junk help you get a boner again?
How much juice we got to put through this thing?
Are we going to send it back in time?
Yeah, what are we going to do?
They just did a study in Italy. It was low-intensity shockwave therapy, and it has showed promising results for guys with erectile dysfunction. In this study, they went with people that had type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
ED is a common problem with those people. It can stem from damage to nerves and blood vessels caused by poor long-term blood sugar control. So in the study, the patients took a daily Cialis, a small dose, for 12 weeks. However, half of them also had this shockwave therapy twice a week for 3 weeks. They then went back to see how their boners were.
The only thing about this is Cialis will make your boner better.
Yeah, but it won't do anything to some guys whose boners are gone.
If it's not stimulated enough.
I see. Nerve damage. So they were just trying to almost like put a little engine starter in there.
Right. Like Frankenstein it.
Uh-huh.
It's wild, man. They're just, right now, as we do this show, where we are, what we're doing, there are like 300,000 scientists just zapping boners to oblivion, writing down boner numbers.
And it's like, I'm just some college student who wanted an extra $20.
Right, he's like, go ahead, zap it,
yeah, do it, man, whatever.
Oh, God! Oh, you Italian son of a bitch!
Malamitio,
oh my God! Enough, man! He's not alike! He's not alike! No, I'm not alike! Christ!
He's not alike! He's a very
peaceful. Whoa, wait, hold on! Hold up!
Well, yep.
Hold up!
Got a boner, dude.
Oh! Whoa, I'm getting a boner, dude!
Victory!
Yeah, oh my God, you guys are geniuses, huh?
Victory!
Oh, hey. Sock it more, man! Oh. It's growing, dude!
God.
Swelling up!
The combined approach of Cialis and this shock therapy at 2,400 pulses.
It's got a, like a little.
Gave significant advantage compared to those who only took the boner pill.
Oh.
This shockwave therapy is believed to stimulate pathways that encourage growth factors.
I love the idea of it looking like he's in the electric chair, your donger.
Right. It's got like a little hat on.
They
got
to put a sponge on it first.
Yeah. They wet it.
Go ahead,
do it! You Italian son of a bitch! Do it!
Juice me up!
When combined with erection medication, they say it could now offer real hope for those who suffer erectile dysfunction, particularly among the 1 in 10 men over 40 who have diabetes. Half of men between 40 and 70 suffer from erectile dysfunction.
See, at first I thought they were going to do something like with one of those little electric machines that flexes your muscles.
Yeah, like a...
and then we're going to stick something down there, and then you wear it for half an hour, and it's like, you know how they always say, like, if you're peeing, you should, like, pee, you should stop your pee, and then start peeing again, and stop your pee, and do your Kegels. I figured that it would be something like that.
Yeah.
You just hook it up, and you do, like, a half an hour of it.
Yeah.
Because that's the worst thing about going pee and trying to do a Kegel.
Yeah.
You never remember to do one.
Yeah. Nope.
No one ever does them.
No. You got to remember.
You know?
Is this the one we looked at before where we saw people getting their dong zapped?
We saw people get their dong zapped?
We did. We looked it up before. There was a guy, remember, like, he went in for a... It was a younger guy. This guy's he's just
talking about
it. I feel like we've talked about this before on some... I didn't know if it was the exact one.
Yikes.
Do it, bro! That's my favorite.
He's got like a piece of leather in his mouth.
There's the machine there.
I mean, come on, bro. Oh, Jesus.
You sure this is safe, bro?
Oh my God.
Of course.
That's pretty graphic.
Oh my
it comes God. On your taint?
Wait a second. What is this? It looks like
This is the Italian one.
Looks like a droid.
Honestly, it looks like a droid. You're right. It's like an R2 unit.
It looks like a medical. And then they basically go over your bean. And then they
How much anxiety you would have at that point?
Oh my God.
What is it?
That is the biggest meatus on a dong I've ever seen. Oh,
yeah, it's quite a meatus, huh?
That is.
So, like, what every Italian dong looks like.
You're like laying there, your wiener's just out. You're like, okay.
I don't know what this is.
And then the R2 unit comes in, and you're like, it's the R2 unit.
Look at how his legs just died. It's like he died.
Uncle, it does go to your taint after.
His legs don't work after.
Nope. Yeah, he's like, bro, I can't walk, bro. What did you do?
We electrocute every pint of nuts.
They bring in droid from Star Wars.
That's the machine they're talking about. That's the Italian one.
And then some other guy's got the at-home do-it-yourself.
That's a scary one.
Yep, it's out there.
Oh, no.
Wow.
What's going on there? That's a lot of Chechen talk there.
That is it. That is showing you exactly what it's all about.
Unfortunately, it looks... Whoa.
What is happening?
Where is his...
Is that... Is it a lady?
Is that... What's happened? Does he have one?
I don't know. What's
I can't see it.
There.
What? Does he have a penis?
What is this?
Hold on.
Oh, that's under his balls.
Oh, my God. He's
that's
got
under his balls. It's got his so taut. Yeah, that was under
Jesus
his.
Christ.
But that's not. That's
no.
on
no,
top.
No, his dong is somewhere
is dong
in the
underneath
mix.
That machine?
It's somewhere in the mix.
It's underneath
it
there?
I think it's just being crunched all up.
What is this?
Wow.
What is going on
I don't
here?
Know. It's all very disturbing.
It's in a crazy language, too. Like,
yeah, we'll never know. Mm-hmm. We'll never know what that really was.
Yeah, no. It's like some
mystery.
Chechenian boner machine.
It was
a total failure.
Yeah, same one.
Wow.
It was wet.
It looked wet to me.
It was jelly. It was some kind of jelly.
I think guys would be happy to do this, though, if it gave them their boner back, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. Guys will do whatever.
No question.
Bring me 3 R2 units if you have to.
Yeah.
R5D3 medical
so
droid.
So far, the results look good.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.